This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A Colorado Springs man faces multiple charges after he admitted to investigators that he intentionally forced another car off the road, causing it to flip. Around 7 p.m. Thursday, the Chaffee County Communications Center received reports of a rollover accident along northbound Highway 285. The Chaffee County Sheriff's Office and State Patrol responded to find a green sedan upside down. Investigators learned a second car was involved. That car was found sitting on the southbound shoulder of the highway, and according to the sheriff's office, the driver of the second car was driving northbound on the highway behind the victim's car. The suspect then used a pit maneuver and forced the victim off the road, causing their car to flip. The Pueblo Police Department Special Investigations Division's gang unit began investigating a series of drive-by shootings in December of last year. According to court records, six of the shootings were connected to one of the teens retaliating against their ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. However, further investigation revealed the suspects are connected to an additional five shootings. After months of investigating, police arrested one adult and four teens this week. One suspect has been identified as 21-year-old Amelia Rodriguez. The other four are minors and not being identified. Two people are recovering after being struck by lightning Friday afternoon. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says crews responded to the Valley High Golf Course around 3:40 p.m. Two people on the course were hit by lightning. They're in the hospital in stable condition. The event known as Territory Days will take place between 23rd and 27th Streets in the Old Colorado City Shopping District starting today, continuing through Monday. Admission is free and offers a variety of food, live music, and entertainment. Ceremonies to honor veterans and the military are part of the celebration as well. Territory Days commemorates the founding of Old Colorado City in 1859 as the capital of Colorado Territory before statehood in 1876. The event began in 1976 and was canceled in 2020 and 2021 because of the pandemic. Memorial Day weekend is the first major busy weekend of the year at Lake Pueblo, according to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. They want to remind folks about the importance of water and boating safety, especially life jackets. Last year, 42 people died on Colorado waters, which broke the previous record of 34. The deadliest body of water in those years was Lake Pueblo. CPW says the majority of these deaths are caused by people not wearing and having their life jackets. Crews responded to a possible structure fire after a house was struck by lightning Friday afternoon. Colorado Springs Police Department responded to 2960 Oro Blanco Drive. Once there, they say that they saw signs the house had been struck by lightning, but no fire or flames were visible. Police are searching for three suspects in an Eastside Colorado Springs home invasion Thursday night. Investigators believe one of the suspects may be injured. Officers responded to the 1300 block of Cumberland Street around 11:30 Thursday night. The homeowner said his daughter went to let their dog out while he was sleeping. According to police, three masked suspects entered the home through that open back door. The homeowner said one of the suspects went to the bedroom with a sawed-off shotgun. The daughter grabbed a gun when she realized what was happening and shot the suspect in the shoulder while he ran away. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park opened for the season at 6 a.m. on Friday morning. Trail Ridge Road is the highest continuous paved road in the United States, climbs to 12,183 feet, and connects the towns of Estes Park and Grand Lake. The road historically opens on Memorial Day weekend, according to the National Park Service, but the NPS said that due to melting snow on the road and the potential for freezing temperatures, visitors should be prepared for icy conditions. After working hard all school year, some Pueblo District 60 students earned themselves quite the treat this week. The reward for their hard work at Minocqua Elementary School was a day at the Rockies game at Coors Field in Denver.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start off calm, quiet, and dry. A risk for severe weather returns this afternoon with 1-inch hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts possible over the far eastern plains during the late afternoon. Otherwise, we stay mostly dry with slightly above average highs in the 70s and 80s. Comfortable evening ahead with temperatures staying in the 70s past 8 o'clock here in Colorado Springs. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.